This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every week, and for the most part, I guess I would have to say it's weekends, on a lot of great radio stations all around the country. People call it the heartland. There are stations on the East Coast and the West Coast, here, there, and everywhere, who want to know more about agriculture. That's the name, the American Family Farmer. What we focus on here in this program is trying to find solutions for the problems that the family farmers have in our country, the hobby farmers, the people that run ag businesses that are small family operations, and the folks who are in the locavore movement. It is a rapidly expanding group, people who are interested in the food supply, where it comes from, how do we get ourselves into the pickle, if you'll pardon the pun, that we are in with regard to the food and food supply. So each week we take apart an issue or two and try to explain what the issue may be, and then where do we go from there? So we've invited Nicolette Hahn-Nyman, who is a rancher, an attorney, and a writer. Much of her time is spent speaking and writing about the problems of industrialized livestock production, including defending beef and righteous pork chop. I chuckle at that, Nicolette, and I bet that a lot of people chuckle at that. Righteous, yes. Pork chop. Let's bring ourselves to that before we do defending beef. Right the wrong with the righteous pork chop, will you?
Yes. Well, I wrote Righteous Pork Chop was my first book, and I wrote that after having spent a couple of years working as the senior attorney for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at an environmental group called Waterkeeper Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Kennedy had been traveling all over the United States, as he does, and he was encountering people everywhere talking about their community water supply being affected by large confinement animal agriculture, whether it was dairies or pig operations or chicken operations or egg operations. And he felt that no one was really doing anything to address this. The government wasn't really treating it as a Clean Water Act problem, even though the Clean Water Act does apply to it. And, you know, agriculture itself was just generally moving in this more industrialized direction. So, and nonprofit organizations really were not working on it very much at that time. And so he asked me to make that my full-time work. I was kind of reluctant because I knew that meant working full-time on manure, and that didn't sound very glamorous to me. But once I began learning about the issues and seeing the communities that were directly affected by these large agribusiness corporations, then I got very motivated. In fact, a lot of the people I was working with were family farmers who had been on their land, you know, their families had been there for generations, and all of a sudden these large, you know, pork confinement hog operations or dairy confinement operations came in and moved nearby and made their lives, you know, almost unlivable because they had these enormous problems with odor and their water supplies were contaminated and so forth. So I did this work and learned about, you know, the industrialization process that had happened in the second half of the 20th century. And I also began working with smaller farmers that were doing things in a more traditional way and how that is actually beneficial for the food supply and for the animals and for the environment. And so what I did in the first book, Righteous Pork Chop, was I really just described how the food supply had changed in you know, over the last century, and especially the way we raise animals, how it had become much more based on confinement and chemicals and fossil fuels, and how we really had a choice, and that was not the way that we needed to go. And I made the case for a more traditional way of raising animals in the book Righteous Pork Chop.
So, well, you have a background as a rancher. Are you a farm girl, as they say? Are you someone who was brought up on the farm?
I was not raised on a farm. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and, you know, there's a huge amount of excellent farmland in Michigan, and including near Kalamazoo, and so I had been on a lot of farms growing up there, but my parents were both professors at the university there, and I was not raised on a farm at all. But I spent a lot of time outdoors and playing outside, and I was just very interested in nature, and majored in biology in college. And I always loved the idea of being on a farm and enjoyed the experiences of being on a farm, because to me, those were the people who were really working, you know, with nature and being outside for much of the day. And I had this dream that I would retire to a farm someday. But I ended up entering farm life earlier than I planned, because through my work at Waterkeeper Alliance with Bobby Kennedy, I met Bill Nyman, who's the founder of the Nyman Ranch Network of Farmers and Ranchers, and ended up marrying him, and then therefore became, through marriage, you know, the kind of the old-fashioned way, I guess.
You know, it's very interesting. That name rang a bell with me because I've heard of your husband's work. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave it to you to make sure that he gets on this program, because we need to talk to him about some things that are an important part of our whole agricultural culture, if you'll pardon the sort of pun there. The defending beef, that's now we've moved a little from the pork chop to the beef.
Well, what happened is, you know, because of my background is really as a biologist and as an environmental lawyer, and I practiced law for about 10 years. The last 3 years of it, I was working entirely for environmental groups. And so I had this, you know, very strong background in environmental work and strong interest in it. And then when I began working and living on a ranch myself, I realized how important and how valuable grazing animals in particular are to the ecology of, you know, the world and to of any community, and what an important part of the food supply, the food that they produce is. And so I got more and more frustrated when I would continually encounter, you know, just negative statements about cattle over and over again in, you know, in, especially in environmental groups, you know, publications.
I want to interrupt for just a second.
You know, eat less beef and stuff. And there's a legitimate reason for that on the one hand, but it's a really oversimplified view of you know, of cattle. So what I did in defending beef was I made the case that 40% of the earth is covered by grasslands, and the grazing animals that are domesticated by humans that are grazing those lands now are a really important part of the ecology of the earth, because they are actually maintaining those grasslands. And when they're in diversified farming operations, they're contributing a really important role to the way that those operations function. And when they're on grasslands, they're acting as kind of the surrogate for the wild animals that are no longer covering the earth that used to be. And that's what defending beef is all about. So I'm trying to present a different perspective than I think most people are used to hearing about beef and dairy cattle.
All right. Nicolette Han Nyman is with us. We're talking about the sources of beef and other meats that we have in our country. What's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. We continue on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen. They're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline, meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Continuing on now, our conversation on the American Family Farmer, aimed at helping you understand some of the issues in modern farming, family farming in America. Nicolette Hahn-Nyman is with us. She's written two books, one called Defending Beef, the other Righteous Pork Chop. Defending Beef argues that cattle are not inherently bad for either the earth or our nutritional health. One of the things that I get off on, this is a rant and rave with me, Nicolette. You and I don't know each other, but I will tell you on my regular radio program, I talk about this all the time because the people that are out there saying, oh, not only water, but methane gas is ruining the everything about the our atmosphere. Cows, kill them all. They're spoiling everything. So if you really know, and you're not talking like a person with a paper butt about what goes on with a cow, and speaking of that, their butts, the stuff that comes out of their butts is so good for the soil, not only the manure value, but the microbes that come out get into the soil, enhance the value of what our soils are doing, so the photosynthetic process works so much more efficiently. You get more green, if you will, in every inch of land that's affected by these microbes. Thus, we are creating more oxygen, more breathable air. It's exactly the opposite of what some of these phonies would have us believe about the production of cattle.
Yeah, actually, that is exactly one of the main issues I address in the book, because people have gotten this whole issue really oversimplified lately, and there has been a huge amount of issue on the climate change and especially the methane focus. And what that's done is it's made the conversation kind of silly almost, because rather than looking at the whole picture of how grazing animals, what the role that they play in, you know, the world's ecology, mm-hmm. and in our food system, and looking at them as these amazing entities that sort of transform sunlight, as you were saying, Doug, the energy of sunlight, and take it from grass primarily and turn it into food.
It's amazing. It is just amazing. We'll continue with a focus on this process. Nicolette Hahn-Nyman with us on the American Family Farmer.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Nyman with me, Doug Steffen, on the American Family Farmer. In this portion of the program, we are discussing her books, Defending Beef and The Righteous Pork Chop. More Defending Beef, because that's the newest book. Cattle are not bad. I'm not a meat eater, and I say that up front so that I don't sound like a hypocrite. I don't believe in eating meat. I have, for a long time, sworn off the cows are my friends. I don't eat my friends, and that's what sort of got me off the kick of eating beef. You decide for yourself whether it's good for you or it isn't good for you. It depends on where it comes from. One of the things that drives me crazy, Nicolette, is the this whole discussion about the Brazilian beef imports coming into our country. Instead of using beef grown here, we're going to try to get something coming from a country that's loaded with foot and mouth disease. And the fact that we have no inspection. I mean, this is a whole different area to go down, I suppose. And I don't
know. Yeah, well, you know, the good news is most of the beef in the United States is domestic. Interestingly, we have huge amounts of imported lamb, for example, but the beef that we consume is about 84% born and raised entirely in the United States, which is kind of surprising to most people because we do hear a lot about the imports. But I agree there's plenty of beef that's raised here in the United States.
So the factory farms that we have, and there are more of them, not less of them. As a matter of fact, you may have seen the same article that I saw this week where a forecaster said in the next 40 to 50 years in America, we're going to see feedlots of not 5 to 10,000 animals, but 50 to 60,000. There are now examples that we're studying in China where there are farms that are milking 100,000 cows a day.
And yeah, there are farms, I've seen some of those videos.
Have you seen that?
I know it's scary because it really, the whole idea of the human taking care of the animal and the skill and the knowledge and the connection that you were just talking about, Doug, with the human and the animal,
yeah,
which I think is really the cornerstone of good animal husbandry. And that just disappears in that kind of an environment. It's not possible to have any kind of connection with your cattle that in those numbers.
No, it's a machine then. It's just a machine.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
You're totally focused on production. And yep. production, of course, needs to be, you know, a part of the equation. For
sure, of course it does.
That's true, but that should not be the key of the focus.
Well, I think under the circumstances, what we have here is, what is the old line, a failure to communicate. What's not being heard is what the locavores are saying to the people who are responsible. And at some point in time, this is all going to melt. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I hold is that the approach the government has now and their collusion with big business and big ag is ruining it for the people that are maybe argue 90% of our milk and beef and stuff come still from family farms. And if we don't get out of the way of letting these people do what they are doing well, then in 40 to 50 years, never mind not being the breadbasket, we won't be able to supply our own country with enough food. And I think that's really the message to take away here. We've got to push the government out of the way and let the people who know what they're doing do what they do. Are there sometimes circumstances that exist that are bad and need to be corrected? Yep. But not in the onerous way that they're being attacked now. And I think that's part of what you're saying in the book, Defending Beef.
Yeah, I just think we need to basically retake our food supply.
Yep, we certainly do. All right, Nicolette, thank you for your expertise. Good to have you here. Nicolette Hahn-Nyman, you look for the book Defending Beef to find out more about the animals that do good for our environment and the land and not the other way around, as it is presented sometimes by those who are the enemies of you having your own supply of good, fresh food. Nicolette Hahn-Nyman with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays, so it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plan.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The American Family Farmer is devoted to a discussion of what has been called the Dorito effect. And it may or may not be what you think. And I guess you got to listen to figure this out. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting Mark Schatzker to join us, an award-winning writer from Toronto. He's a radio columnist for the CBC, frequent contributor to the Globe and Mail. He writes for Condé Nast Traveler, Bloomberg Pursuits, author of The Dorito Effect, The New Truth About Food and Flavor and Steak, One Man's Search for the World's Tastiest Piece of Beef. This is going to be a... I'm all done. The title takes care of everything, Mark, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a way. So what is the Dorito effect? How is it that you use that as an attention getter for writing your thoughts?
Well, this is a book about food and what happened to food. And my argument is that everything that's gone wrong with food is not about sugar or carbs or fat. It's about flavor. We can literally taste it. And here's the problem. All the food we grow is getting blander and blander. It has been for 50 years. We know this because grandma often tells us tomatoes don't taste the way they used to, or chicken doesn't taste the way they used to. But we also know this because the science informs us that the food we grow is losing nutrients and it's losing flavor. The second part of this problem is that we have cracked the mystery of flavor. We can produce the flavors in factories that we're losing from food, and we do produce them in the millions and millions of pounds, and we add them to all sorts of things, potato chips, soft drinks, frozen pizzas, fast food. What we need to do is understand that eating is a behavior. We're programmed to eat. We are programmed to crave delicious foods, and we have changed deliciousness. We have bleached deliciousness out of whole, real foods that grow in the ground and walk off farms, and we put it into processed foods, and that is why so many people are making poor food choices.
Well, under the circumstances, this is like right up my alley, the alley of the program. This program is aimed at helping the issues that the small family farmer faces, the small ag business faces, the hobby farmer, and the locavore who wants to have the best supply of food that he or she can find, that wants to go find it, wants to see it, either the cow being milked or the produce being grown. And so when you approach this, and I'm interested, because you're a Canadian, so I'm wondering if the same problems exist there as do here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the reason there is this locavore movement is because a lot of people have woken up and said, hey, you know, there's something wrong with food and I want to get better stuff. So in that regard, it's very encouraging. But I think the other thing to keep in mind is one of the reasons the family farms find themselves in such a difficult position is because our agricultural system has been totally commoditized. We sell everything, you know, by the pound or by the gallon, and quality has nothing to do with it. It's all about quantity. And when you're getting paid by the gallon or by the pound, there's no incentive for you to produce something good. There's only an incentive for you to produce a lot of it.
Yep.
And that's what we've done. Food is more abundant and cheaper than it's ever been, but we've paid a major price in quality.
Well, and therefore we pay a major price in our health. It's very interesting when you look at the epidemics of obesity and heart disease and diabetes and all of that stuff. It really brings us around to understanding, or I guess not understanding, the message. I think this past week I saw something that 13% of the public is actually eating enough vegetables and fruits. How do you explain that, given the fact there's so much information, so much attention to diet, to good food, to taking care of yourself, to living longer? I don't understand how people so miss the mark here, Mark.
I think, you know, it's helpful to think of it the way we think about smoking. We all know that smoking is bad for us, that it's deadly, and yet so many people continue to smoke. And it's not because they're stupid, and it's not because they don't know it. It's because they are programmed by impulses. And the same thing is true with food. So how can we expect, you know, a nation of more than 300 million people to eat their fruits and vegetables if those fruits and vegetables taste like tap water? How can we expect them to make those decisions when there are foods that literally lie to their brains in the, you know, flavored crackers and potato chips and soda? We think that we're rational. We think that we're completely in control of our decisions. But when it comes to things like this, we're not always in control. Some of the most interesting information I researched in this book was the neuroscience of food addiction. And what it found is that food addicts don't actually like food more than a healthy eater. They don't get as much, they don't get any more pleasure from it. Their problem is they're seized by uncontrollable cravings.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is we've created so much food that kind of reprograms our palate and gets us to make food decisions that we know are bad for us. And there's an awful lot of people who are in a terrible relationship with food. They know it's bad. They try to resist it, but they get afflicted by these cravings. They binge, and then they melt into a puddle of self-loathing. It's an awful situation, and it's not healthy mentally, and it's certainly not healthy physically.
Mark is trying to reestablish taste and nutritional value in our fruits and vegetables. I am thinking, as I listen to you, when I go into the store, I have a dairy farm. and I've been selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing, food produced on the farm or for the farm, for a number of years. And what we have are people coming into the store and say, wow, this milk tastes so good. Even if they didn't grow up on raw milk like I did and they didn't know what the taste was, they can compare it to the stuff they buy in the store, which is basically white water. And they, I mean, there's no comparison to, and so they'll pay $11 a gallon for real milk versus, what, $5 or $6 a gallon for the milk that's really water. And so you expand that across the horizon of food, the fruits that are grown here and there. I have become in awe of this Driscoll brand. Every place you go, the strawberries, the raspberries, the blackberries, Driscoll, Driscoll, Driscoll. Everywhere. And they have some organic and they have some regular. And I just wonder how quickly they came into the arena here so that they're national and everybody knows who they are. You wonder if they aren't part of, when you look at that and then you see other big commoditized brands for other things, is the fruit that we're getting from them, as you've described, just we're eating it because there's nothing else handy by, or are we eating it because they advertise well? Is it really, is there a difference between that produce and the stuff you can get locally or the organic process? You understand what I'm saying? There are all these questions. We see, okay, fresh fruit, let's get it. We don't really pay attention where it comes from, maybe even how it's grown or what the nutritional value. It's red, so therefore it's got to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and it's a really complex thing. You know, people often say, well, whose fault is this? On some level, it's the supermarket's fault because the supermarket has bullied suppliers into, you know, producing everything at the cheapest possible cost. On some level, you know, farmers, I don't want to say they've been complicit, but they've held up their end of that and produced the cheapest thing. But we have to also look at the consumer and say we have to stop expecting food to be the absolute cheapest, lowest price possible. That's not how we behave in so many other sectors of the economy. People know that if you spend a little bit more on a car or pickup truck or whatever, you're going to get a better one.
Yep.
We know that the cheapest possible clothes don't always look that good. A lot of people spend more money than they ought to on a smartphone. Why is it when we buy food, the stuff we're putting in our body, arguably the most important decision you make on a day-to-day basis, why do we insist that it has to be 99 cents per pound? This is a lot of this falls on the consumer's shoulder.
Well, it's education, Mark. We have been in our, I don't know how it's gone in Canada, but in our country, we have suffered under the hands of a big federal bureaucracy. The education department is a dismal failure. We aren't teaching children about their bodies or about the healthy way to develop a strong body. We used to have health ed courses when I was in school, and I'm not saying welcome back to the good old days, but hello, it was practical. I learned how my body worked. I knew how the nutritional process works, and so now, without these programs, without these programs, children are being raised up to adulthood to believe that, you know, chocolates or whatever they are, which is basically sugar, sends you into the crazy zone because all that sugar in children's bodies sends them beyond the beyond. And the same is true for many other things that we are exposed to that are just plain bad. But we don't have the education to counter the advertising, which is education in a manner of speaking. So whatever is heard the most is what's going to prevail.
Yes, and it just, it's an ongoing cycle. It gets worse and worse. I mean, we have a generation of kids now that have grown up eating food like this. They don't know any different.
Mm-hmm.
They've never tasted milk like your milk. So many people.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the solution is to get flavor back into food. I think things like farmers markets, locavore movement, those things are all steps in the right direction, but it just needs to be taken further.
Right. Volume we're talking. All right, hold on a second. We'll pause. We're having a conversation with Mark Schatzker, who's written The Dorito Effect. Let's get Mark to explain, although he's done it in a roundabout way, the specific reference to Doritos and their flavors as we continue here on The American Family Farmer.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352. Call right now. 1-800-544-2352.
I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer, on the air again this weekend. With me in this part of the program is Mark Schatzker, who is a writer, wrote a book about our food supply, and it's called The Dorito Effect. The reference is to flavor, I'm guessing.
Yes. Let me tell you the story of the Doritos, because nobody knows this, and it tells us so much about what happened to food. The very first Dorito was just a salted tortilla chip, like the kind that you buy to dip in salsa or guacamole, and that's what people did with it back then. There was a little diagram in the package that, you know, showed you could put it in a bean dip or something. It really didn't sell all that well. It was not much of a success. Almost got canned, and then the guy who invented Doritos had this brilliant insight. He said, let's make them taste like taco. And that's what they did. They added MSG, and they added flavorings and yeast extract to make these corn tortilla chips have these savory, thrilling notes of a taco. And they achieved that just with chemicals. There was no, you know, braised pork or chopped onion or cilantro or anything like that in there. It was just chemicals, because flavor technology at this point was just starting to come into its own. And Doritos very suddenly went from being something people didn't buy a whole lot of to something that people could not get enough of. The next flavor after taco was nacho cheese, and the rest is history. And the thing we need to understand here is that it's the flavoring chemicals that made these so craveable, so difficult to resist. And that is the story of our food. We're putting these flavorings, they're called natural or artificial flavorings, and there's no difference between the two. There's nothing natural about natural flavorings. We're putting these in everything. It's not just potato chips and soda. We're putting them in yogurt. We're putting them in soy milk. We're putting them in pasta sauce and in frozen pizzas. It's all over fast food. These are the chemicals that incite us to eat. These are the chemicals that make food seem delicious. And there's more of it ever in processed food, and we're losing it in whole foods. So, you know, no wonder people are eating the processed food and not eating the whole food.
Well, the whole food is subject to the regimen of more in big agriculture. What you see is the land doesn't get respect. It's over-fertilized, and there's too much Roundup, and there are too many chemicals that are in the land, so the dirt is dead. You can get things to grow in it by fertilizing it, but that doesn't mean you're reinforcing or re-enhancing the quality of the dirt itself. You can always get things to grow with a little extra shot of fertilizer, even some manure, but it doesn't reestablish the land or keep the land in its purest state. And so the things that we're growing are chemically based, not based of the earth. And that's the point, I think, that you're trying to make here.
Absolutely. You know, we create tomatoes and strawberries that look, I mean, a modern tomato looks like a tomato. It just tastes like a tomato. And nutritionally, it doesn't have what a tomato has.
It tastes like you're eating, you might as well be eating the morning newspaper. That's what it is there's nothing to it unless you're getting it on a small farm that's locally based. You can go see what's going on there. That's really the key. Watching, seeing, being in touch, educating yourself and your family, because the government's not going to do it. The government's going to be in collusion with all these guys that want to grow newspaper. Hold on just a second. We'll continue. Mark Schatzker, The Dorito Effect, our food, and what you can do to fix the food supply problems we have in our country. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This comment. The end of the year brings us opportunity. Whether we're farmers, whether we're running other kinds of businesses, one of the great things about the tax policy, as much as we don't like to pay taxes, is that you can do things at the end of the year. And I don't want to use the word manipulation, but there are a lot of opportunities. How's that? That's much better, right? Much more positive. A lot of opportunities for tax planning. They're wondering, a lot of farmers that I know supported Donald Trump. And they're looking forward to changes so that farmers who have fared poorly under the current administration, especially when it came to taxes, the death tax, the mania that seems to be placed on people, whether it's farmers, and they're most of the time cash poor and land rich, and the only thing they have to pass on in terms of succession is the land. And it's desirable, hello, duh, for the land that farmers are using now to be passed on to other farmers, hopefully in their family. But it's time that we begin, and I think this is applicable. I'm talking to the choir here, I know, because this is the family, this is the show all about family farming and family farms. But, you know, hopefully there are other people who are listening and understand what we mean when we talk about succession planning. It is probably more important on the farm than it is anywhere else. And tax reform, so that people, I think it's now, there's a $5 million exemption. A lot of times farmers don't have any money. They just have the land. And at the end, if there's a big tax bill, they have to, their children, other members
members of the family have to sell the farmland, and it becomes developable land, and it doesn't stay in agriculture, which is a real problem for our country. We need as much land as possible. So I'm figuring there are going to be significant changes to federal tax policy under President Trump, and it will be to the benefit of those. I've looked at a lot of these farm bloggers who contribute information that I use on this program, and I use in my farm. I just think that most of the producers that I've talked to who are concerned about succession plans, who gets the farm after I'm gone, the people who want to avoid major changes in their status need to keep things as they are, because you'll be able, I think, this is me and my own prognostication, but I think that Trump will change things. The IRS back in August came out with some new proposed regulations that would kind of crimp the amount of valuation discounts that farmers could use when they pass on their assets to the next generation. And that was Obama's back to let's tax the rich and grab, if they don't have cash, we'll grab their land, that sort of thing. However, I think that Donald Trump being voted in, the Republicans still in control of the House and the Senate, the IRS will not be able to put into place these regulations. And even if they are, they can be turned back again. There is a move to eliminate the estate tax altogether. Whether that's permanent or not remains to be seen. Could be for 10 years, could be for 20 years, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. In the Senate, doesn't have 60 votes at the moment. They need 60 votes that are Republican. There are enough Democrats to probably go along with it if it's limited. A lot of discussion about whether to eliminate the estate tax for the next 10 years, increase lifetime exemptions, or the amount that people can give away every year that's not subject to a gift tax. To pay for that, there's a lot of discussion that farmers would not be able to use step-up basis when they pass away if their estate is over a certain amount. How to discourage people from keeping land in agriculture? These guys seem to be masters at it. They just don't get it. So think about this. Maybe if you haven't been a good communicator to your House or your congressman or your senator, you would be well served to be in touch through maybe even your CPA if you got one, or whoever's in charge of your books, or you yourself, because it will mean more if it comes from you. If you can put that rate from a top of 40%, which is where it is now, down to 15 or 20%, and let's say that starts next year, in that situation, I don't think you'd be reporting a large amount. There's not a large farm. This has been a tough year for farmers, so not a lot of income anyway. With farmers, this is a time for you to think about what you want to do with what you've made this year, how much you can defer, and planning ahead for succession. I would think that if you talk to your CPA about anything, those would be the things to talk about. Hope this conversation was helpful. That's the way I see it. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.